It's not only news, it's science breakthroughs. Tomorrow's technologies. Advanced medical techniques. It's a glimpse into the future where we discuss artificial intelligence, earth and energy, enhanced humans, future society, health and medicine, space, robots and machines. Welcome to Science Bites with Joe and Craig.
Today is Thursday, January 28, 2021. It is the first episode of Season 2. We are kicking off the episode with news out of MIT. A team of engineers created a hybrid electric plane that could reduce nitrogen oxide emissions and harmful greenhouse gases that contribute to the smog and acid rain by 95%.
Nitrogen oxides are also associated with respiratory diseases and cardiovascular disorders, resulting in about 16,000 deaths a year. A 95% reduction in these emissions could cut those deaths by 92%, saving tens of thousands of lives annually. This would still be a tremendous engineering challenge, but there aren't fundamental physics limitations. If you want to get a net zero aviation sector, this is a possible way of solving the air pollution part of it. It is significant, and in a way that's technologically quite viable.
While the new hybrid electric plane's primary thrust source is still a conventional gas turbine, the new turbine would drive a generator to produce electricity instead. This energy would then power wing-mounted electric propellers.
The concept is one possible answer to the fact that battery technology simply isn't there yet for larger aircraft. Electrifying them won't happen anytime soon without pretty major breakthroughs in battery technology. While the extra heft of the hybrid electric system would require 0.6% more fuel to fly a converted Boeing 737 or Airbus A320, emissions would be cut thanks to the emissions control system significantly.
While talking about batteries, a factory in China has manufactured a car battery that can be charged completely in just 5 minutes. The batteries were developed by the Israel company Stordot and built in the Chinese manufacturer Eve Energy.
There is one big catch, however. While the batteries can technically be fully charged in just about 5 minutes, electric car chargers currently in use today wouldn't be powerful enough to juice them up in that amount of time. Next generation chargers, however, could unlock their potential. If we bite the bullet on a costly and widespread infrastructure build-out, Tesla has spearheaded efforts to develop a network of fast chargers capable of charging at faster rates than competing chargers.
Catching up will require significant amounts of investment. Stordot is already working with oil and gas company BP to upgrade its 18,200 gas stations to include fast charges over the next decade.
The batteries use superconductor nanoparticles rather than graphite to allow ions to pass back and forth more quickly. To bring the cost of these electrodes down to those used in existing lithium-ion batteries, Stordot plans to build these semiconductors out of silicon. Durability could be a concern. The batteries only maintain 80% capacity after 1,000 charge cycles. I wonder how fast a charge cycle goes through, Joe.
I don't know.
They didn't say anything about how many miles you get to the gallon, so
no.
How
I know
many miles
meant,
to the charge.
Yeah. A team of scientists seem to have developed a cleaner way of generating fuel for gas-burning cars using nothing but renewable energy.
The new process takes carbon dioxide and water and then combines them into a fuel, methanol, using electricity generated from nothing more than the daily rise and fall of temperatures. And while methanol can be used as fuel in some cases, it can readily be further converted into synthetic gasoline, giving gas guzzlers a far cleaner alternative to fuel freshly extracted from the ground. Typically, converting carbon dioxide to methanol takes extremely high temperatures.
Researchers in the Chinese university system developed two-dimensional nanoplates that harness enough electricity just from the temperature change between day and night.
We mentioned a similar technology last season that uses light to charge watches. Of course, this cleanly synthesized methanol will still burn and give off greenhouse gases whenever it's used. So even this new process wouldn't be as good for the planet as electrification and doing away with gasoline altogether. But that said, it offers a step in the right direction, vastly improving the way that fuel and the power needed to produce it is generated. Okay, it's time for a short break.
Space Camp, Aviation Challenge, and Robotics Camp. Inspiring the next generation of astronauts, pilots, scientists, and engineers for more than 30 years. More than 650,000 alumni, including 5 astronauts, one currently aboard the International Space Station. Camp trainees from all 50 states and more than 60 countries visited our camp programs in the last year. You can too. Come explore the adventure today. More information at spacecamp.com.
Welcome back. Former presidential candidate Andrew Yang is officially running for mayor of New York City. At the front of his campaign platform is a promise to bring a universal basic income to the country's most populous city.
Yang has been an outspoken supporter of basic income in the past. When running for president in 2019, Yang argued that the regular payments to most citizens could be an effective response to growing job automation, and far more affordable than one might think. According to the campaign's official website, his proposed basic income project is called the People's Bank and is meant to directly tackle poverty. Public funds can be reinvested directly into people and communities and create a new startup culture in New York City that will ensure that the next big tech companies are homegrown. If Yang's campaign succeeds, it could turn the Big Apple into a testing ground for the idea.
And other than just basic income, Yang promises to bring New York City into the 21st century by getting everyone high-speed internet so the kids can learn.
I wish we would get high-speed internet. Yang would be taking over a city in tatters. New York City has been ravaged by the coronavirus pandemic. In March of last year, Yang also argued that the pandemic proved that the country needs a stimulus in the form of a universal basic income.
Some cities in small countries have found that universal basic income did help its citizens and overall improve the community and its happiness of people.
It is a very interesting concept, and it's worth thinking about.
Yeah, there's that fine line. We got to see where this goes.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I have to read more about it, too. So, in our next topic, Chinese researchers have unveiled a new prototype maglev train that they say can reach speeds of nearly 400 miles per hour. The train, which was revealed on a short stretch of test track, is meant to provide a rapid means of transit between cities and could be nearly as fast as a jet. It would require a good deal of fine-tuning before it's ready for prime time, but the train's reliance on the new superconductor tech could make it faster, lighter, and more efficient maglev train than anything else out there.
The Southwest University scientists behind the prototype say it can reach speeds of 385 miles an hour. They also suspect that by the time the train becomes commercially viable, about 6 years from now, it will be able to reach speeds of 497 miles per hour.
Part of the time will be spent further driving down the weight of the train, which is made of carbon fiber. The goal is to develop a train that's lighter than its counterparts so that the cost of building new lines, tunnels, and bridges will also drop. The researchers say that once it's complete, this new maglev train will be a significant improvement over similar vehicles in Japan and elsewhere in China. Existing models need to pick up speed before they can levitate, but the new prototype can lift itself straight up.
I don't know how good that's going to be to try to drink a glass of wine.
Yeah. I don't know. The speeds are really impressive, and I'm still dumbfounded that the United States does not have one high-speed train. Not one.
I just don't know how you're going to be able to take that force, because you can't drink as a plane takes off. How are you going to move at 497 miles an hour?
You just sit down and shut up. But with everybody wearing masks because of the pandemic, you don't have to worry about drinking in public.
Well, you're moving so fast, nothing's going to happen to you anyway.
I know. They're going to have those little scrunchy boxes like you had in school with a little straw.
Yeah, but you won't be able to squeeze it because you can't lift your arm up. You have to sit on the thing.
I don't know. We'll soon see.
Well, all of these improvements are still years away. While the prototype is pretty impressive, it has yet to complete a single real-world test trip.
Well, you know, Joe, speaking of levitating, engineers behind the popular YouTube account Hacksmith Industries have created a functional hoverboard that actually lifts off the ground using magnets. And it isn't some marketing stunt or hoax like hoverboard projects of yesteryear. But it's not exactly the hoverboard from the 1989 science flick Back to the Future Part 2. This one needs to be hovering over a sheet of steel to work, for starters. And it's not the safest way to get around, as it frequently catches fire. Nothing like a little fire under your feet, but what I don't understand is why even promote something you've created like a hoverboard if the thing can only float above a steel sheet that's underneath you. Like, what good is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Other than the developing of the concept in creating a magnetic field and creating a new technology to enhance magnets.
I don't know. Perhaps like one day we could use those type of magnets that work against the Earth's magnetic core. Then maybe we'll see a hoverboard that works like the one on Back to the Future 2. I don't know.
Under my drink when I'm riding the train and my glasses will stay right in front of me.
I think with that train, if anybody's standing up, they'll be like at the back of the train. Yeah. He'll just see a whole bunch of people tumbling to the back of the train.
Yeah, and not catch fire. That's a huge pitfall for the stationary floating board.
Yeah, it is. And it's a shame because when I first saw the article, I really was excited until I started reading it. But part of our job is given facts. And the fact is, this hoverboard isn't traveling very far anytime soon. But other than that, it's time for another break. And when we return, we have another quick bite for you.
What makes a rainbow bend? Where does the universe end? To know the world from A to Z.
Discover science and technology.
Where is the dinosaur? What's on the ocean floor? To know the world from A to Z.
Astronomy, biology, chemistry, zoology. Science and technology.
It's fun, you'll see. Why is the sun so warm? What makes a winter storm? And what's a quadruped? Why is the planet Mars red? You'll find there's lots to know. And exploring as you go. To know the world from A to Z.
Discover science and technology. Astronomy, biology, chemistry, zoology. Science and technology. It's fun, you'll see.
A public service message from the National Science Foundation.
We're back. Poor sleep is proven to diminish critical thinking, judgment, and problem-solving skills, leaving us more irritable, less empathetic, and to manage conflicts. It also has been linked to poor immune function, weight gain, high blood pressure, and accelerated aging.
God, I don't like that.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Though common sense suggests the brain and the body are inactive while we're sleeping, they are actually swamped in reality. While we're sleeping, the body repairs cells, muscles, and tissues and synthesizes critical proteins and hormones. Meanwhile, the brain regroups and reorganizes neurons so that they can effectively communicate and store information. The glycogenic system clears out waste from the central nervous system, including toxic chemicals that build up throughout the day.
Kirk and I use a sleep app that links to our Apple iWatch so we know if we're getting the proper type of sleep consistently. One of the key things is to stay on regular sleep patterns.
And don't go to bed hungry or stuffed. Avoid heavy or large meals within a couple hours of bedtime. And nicotine, caffeine, and alcohol deserve caution too.
What about pizza?
Pizza is exempt from anything in the world.
Right.
It is. I'm just saying, you can have a whole pie or two and still sleep. The stimulating effects of nicotine and caffeine take hours to wear off and can wreak havoc on quality of sleep. And even though alcohol might make you sleepy, it can disrupt sleep later on in the night. Sleep is too important to your health to take lightly. Nearly everyone has occasional sleepless nights, but if you often have trouble sleeping, contact your doctor. Identifying and treating any underlying causes can help you get a better night's sleep and a sleep that you deserve.
That brings us to the close of another show. You can find our shows on our website, MySciencebite.com, and all podcast platforms.
Joe and I are grateful to you, our listeners. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy a safe and fun week. We will be back next Thursday for another new show.